Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, Dr. Gupta. My name is Brittany. I'm a 28-year-old single woman who lives alone and who's like incredibly extroverted. Dating during a pandemic has been interesting and, you know, quite awkward, honestly. So I guess my takeaway is just, you know, check on your single friends. We're not okay.
My name is Zipporah. I'm a sophomore on Yale's campus. And my girlfriend is also a sophomore. So we ran in the same circles. And I kind of always admired her from afar. And I would say that it wasn't really until the pandemic that, you know, I got a chance to talk to her.
It's hard to say that you've gotten something out of the pandemic, but I do. I feel like every day of quarantine with her gets more magical.
Wanted to start off the podcast today with an important reminder. Valentine's Day is this weekend, in case you forgot. This is a day when many of us celebrate the love in our lives. So I thought it might be a good opportunity to take a look at the ways the pandemic has affected relationships for nearly a year, both the good and the bad. Today, you're going to hear from someone who has spent about 50 years studying love and how it impacts one of my favorite organs in the body, the brain. She's going to share what she's learned about how singles and couples are staying connected these days and why she's confident that love always wins, even in the middle of a pandemic. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent, and this is Coronavirus, Fact versus Fiction. Many of us have spent the better part of a year now masking up, self-isolating, being on Zoom calls. Not really the recipe for romance, if you know what I mean. That said, some dating apps claim they are actually seeing an increase in traffic. Some even say the pandemic has provided opportunities to take their relationships to the next level.
Quarantine showed me how much I truly do love my partner.
Like for Edson Sean and his girlfriend, Erin, of nearly 6 years.
When you're inside and you are, you know, with someone for a long period of time, there may be some tense moments, but nothing that was crazy. A lot of the times was fun. There was a lot of laughter. We sang. We created music. I even created a song called Love Is during the quarantine, which just talks about love being the only thing that matters. It's either absence of it or presence of it and degrees in between.
For every time that you gave love, it was a time when you hated love. For every heart that you break, there were nights when your tears filled your heart to replace love.
For others, the pandemic has proved to be more challenging.
My boyfriend of 5.5 years and I broke up during the pandemic, and that was hard because, you know, in this time where we are, social interaction is so limited and distractions are so limited, to actively choose to kind of distance yourself from the person you've been closest to for 5.5 years seems crazy, but it was necessary.
And some have even been inspired to make bold moves.
Half jokingly, I said, the only way I even consider or entertain that idea of actually going out with you, again, is if you fly all the way to California.
So one of my producers, Raj Makija, took a chance and flew across the country over the summer for a date with his longtime friend, Yang Wong.
A few months later, he actually booked a flight, did his quarantine, And we met up for coffee. And he hasn't left.
I'm happy to say that Yang and Raj are now officially an item.
At a time of great stress, people who are in real trouble or semi-trouble in a partnership decide, geez, I can't do this anymore. It's now over. Whereas people who are in a relatively happy partnership build on that and realize, oh, he's even cooler. Oh, she's even smarter.
That's Helen Fisher. She's a biological anthropologist. She's an author, and she's also chief scientific advisor to the internet dating site Match.com. Since 2010, she estimates that she studied the romantic inclinations of about 50,000 people.
What I'm finding is that what this pandemic is doing is slowing down a process that I've been watching for over 10 years, which I call slow love. And as it turns out, courtship is expanding and marriage is being postponed till later. So what we're seeing really is the expansion of the pre-commitment stage of partnerships. And I call that slow love.
With dating apps playing a big role in pandemic courtship, Helen notes a few of the benefits of looking for love online.
Because it's practical. You're going to kiss fewer frogs. You don't have to deal with sex. You don't have to deal with money. You can vet somebody before you go out on a first date.
But as helpful as technology has been, Helen also reminds us that internet dating can have its drawbacks.
People misuse the internet because they binge. And the problem with that is it's called cognitive overload. The brain is not well built to deal with more than about 9 options. If you're going to use the internet, if you're going to get on an introducing site, which I certainly recommend that you do, after you've met 9 people, stop. Get off the site and get to know at least one of those people better.
It's not just singles navigating a new normal. The reality is the pandemic has tested committed relationships as well, and even pushed some of them to the edge.
When people talk about couples that are in a bad patch, I never know whether that means that it's a bad patch or it's heading towards the end. If it's heading towards the end, the pandemic may be giving you a gift. Life is short. If you're going through a rough patch, think of the positive. Do things you like together. Do things that are new together. Novelty, novelty, novelty. Novelty drives up the dopamine system in the brain and can give you that feeling of romantic love. This is why vacations are so exciting. But if you can't go on a vacation, sit together in front of the computer and plan your next vacation. Cook together, garden together, read a book together, listen to books on tape. There's all kinds of things that you can do that are novel, even stuck during a pandemic.
And Helen says when the pandemic stretches relationships to the limit, the cure can be simple and can have long-term effects. Listen to this closely.
Say nice things to your partner. Actually, when you say nice things to your partner, it boosts their immune system. It reduces cholesterol and cortisol, the stress hormone, in them, but it also does it to you. So as you say nice things to your partner, it boosts your immune system and reduces your cholesterol and cortisol. So the more we know about the brain, the more we know about neuroscience, the more we have very concrete ways of building a partnership and sustaining it.
So here are Helen's tips to make it through our first pandemic Valentine's Day.
If you're stuck at home, get all dressed up. Turn on some music and dance, even if you don't know how to dance. Decide to play some games together. Cook something or buy something that is really special. Make it a special day. Love is special. Love keeps us alive. If you don't have a partner, get on the internet. Get on the internet. They are out there. But it does take some work. But you're working to find life's greatest prize.
And look, if February 14th ends up being just another day in a very long year, Helen reminds us that love can be celebrated and cherished any day.
You know, the human animal is We're imaginative creatures, and when you love somebody, you can find a way. Oddly enough, Cupid is winning, COVID is losing, love goes on, love is eternal, it's adaptable, and love finds a way. Cupid wins.
Hearing about ways to strengthen relationships or just get them started during this time is so helpful right now, especially when companionship and intimacy and connection may feel particularly hard to find. So if you're planning to do something special for Valentine's Day, take Helen's advice and consider doing something nice at home with the person or people that you live with. Or if you are going out to meet someone, find something special outside. Dress up, wear your mask, and use common sense, because if we've learned anything at all this past year, we've learned that you can be safe and still find love. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.